Hello, my name's Ian Tucker. I'm head of Burgess Salmon's Brexit Communications Group. And this is one of a series of short podcasts I'm doing on matters related to Brexit and world trade. This one's about the process of a future relationships agreement between the EU and the UK during 2020. The future relationship between the UK and the EU is in principle envisaged by the European Treaty. Back when Article 50 was triggered, there were a number of concepts going on. One was the terms on which the UK was going to leave the EU. That has now been completed. However, Article 50 also envisages a future relationships agreement. In other words, looking into the future, how the parties will relate to one another. That can include, although is slightly different from, the concept of trade relationships. The UK and the EU are seeking to enter into a trade relationship, a free trade agreement, probably, and that is the subject of another talk. However, beside that, there is a number of other matters that the UK and the EU need to agree. Basically, matters about how their relationship will go on in everything from foreign policy, security, defence, sharing of information, how transport will continue, relationship in connection with fisheries and a number of matters around energy and sharing in markets and so forth. The UK and the EU will remain part of very close relationships in the Western economies. And as such, there's a large number of things that they will want to cooperate together with. That is the idea of the scope of a future relationships agreement. It may be referred to in certain circumstances as an association agreement, although that is commonly a more close alignment than seems likely in this case. The terms of the future relationships agreement alongside a free trade agreement are due to be negotiated during 2020. That may be a technical issue in some ways, but also a political one as the parties align for trying to achieve their own preferences and workable ongoing relationships to minimise any difficulties at the end of 2020. Due to current UK government policy, it's unlikely that the current transition period will be extended beyond the end of December 2020, and consequently these agreements are likely to be needed before the end of this year. Essentially, a future relationships agreement will need to provide for binding terms for a number of practical matters. It's clear that that agreement will not provide the same level of access to data and information as is currently provided to the UK as part of the EU. So, for instance, matters about individual criminal records and so forth will be less easy to access. However, there are statements that both sides intend and seek to cooperate in sharing information where that will be helpful for both. And there are already noises about agreeing matters of sharing DNA and so forth for persons crossing borders and matters dealing with anti-terrorism. A lot of these matters were dealt with in the withdrawal agreement, which was agreed at the end of 2019, and the accompanying political declaration. It should be said, however, that political declaration is not binding, and though contains a large number of warm words and positive statements, all those need to be negotiated and ultimately finalised into a binding agreement or treaty before they can be relied upon. During 2020, we should see a number of those matters emerging, and it will be important that they are finally nailed down in a way that we can all rely on in order to ensure that at the end of the transition period, a number of sharing and cooperation relationship matters continue smoothly. This has been a brief talk on the 2020 process for a future relationships agreement. I've been Ian Tucker, head of Burgess Salmon's Brexit Communications Group.